Coach, another tough Friday night for your team, but you did get some scoring from two-year freshmen. That was the highlight of tonight.
It was. It's always nice to get that first one, and certainly Abby and Jack and all the freshmen have been working extremely hard and getting chances. So to finally see them go in the net obviously was big, and each time they scored was a big goal for us. But unfortunately, just not enough. Credit North Dakota. I thought they played a very solid game. Got a couple of bounces in the first period, and obviously getting down 2-0 and on the road is a tough hole to climb out of.
It definitely is, and especially when you're battling any team. But North Dakota here at home is always a tough battle. What do you guys need to do better tomorrow?
Well, I know I said it before. We just got to start better, Kelly. We got to try to see if we can't dictate the tempo and get pucks deep and get pucks to the net. It's just going to be a battle. It's going to be a grind, and that's all we can do is just keep coming out. Every time that puck drops, we got to be ready to go. And I think we need to be a little better on our end again, getting pucks out of the zone. And that's a combination of everybody on the ice. But we'll stick with it and keep plugging away.
Well, I know you changed up your lines a little bit halfway through the first period, actually. What were you hoping to find? Moved up a line.
Well,
Cicely
took a hard hit, and she was kind of out of it there for a while. So I just moved Abby up, and sure enough, she goes out and scores. So she was obviously playing with a little bit of jam, and I thought that line definitely got a spark from it. So I left her out there for a few more shifts, and then we went back to the original lines, but. Again, we need to find something to get a little bit more consistent scoring. So we'll keep mixing people up until we feel we got the right groups.
Coach, tough night for Brittany Mowat. I'm sure you can't blame her for all of it. But how hard is it for her to bounce back after giving up five goals like that?
She only gave up four.
Yeah. That's
it's,
right.
It's not a question of how she can. I mean, she's done it time and again, but. You know, the first one obviously was a shot that was deflected right in front of her, and those are always extremely tough. The second one, we weren't in the right position. We were our front net defenseman was standing on the weak side post when she should have been on the strong side, and that allowed big number 20 to come out in front. That was just a jam play, and now we're down 2-0, and so. But I thought Britt made some nice saves for us, like she always does, and. She'll bounce back. She'll be ready to go again tomorrow night.
Coach, you got 11 block shots out in front of Britt. You couldn't ask for more from your forwards and defensemen out there putting their body in front of that puck.
Well, again, part of that is we spent too much time on our end, mm-hmm. Kelly. So I'd rather have them not to have to block as many shots. But you look at North Dakota; they had just as many on their end. So. There were definitely some positives tonight, but we just got to keep working hard, keep getting better in different areas, and again, tomorrow's another opportunity for three big points.
And you're back home. That also helps, doesn't it?
It'll be nice to play at home, you bet.
Coach, thanks so much, and I'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Kelly.